And I will dwell in your house. Say, dwell. Is rising in the room. Just say it. And I
it is my year of breaking limits. Please, let's rise up this morning as we begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's celebrate his faithfulness. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Oh, Lord, our God, early will I seek you. Someone this morning is thanking him. You are before the presence of the Lord. Who woke you up this morning? Celebrate his faithfulness this morning. Lift up your voice and give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Our God is good. Our God is faithful. Faithful is he who has called you, who will also do all his great works in your life today. Is someone thanking him this morning? Let the Lord hear your voice of gratitude this morning. Father, we have come this morning appreciating your faithfulness, appreciating your lordship over our lives. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. We have done all things well. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking us on a very sound footing this month. Is someone giving him glory? Are you giving him thanks? Are you celebrating this faithful God who has done all things well? Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. We have come before your presence this morning. Oh, Lord God, our God, we have come seeking you today. May every one of us find you. Now lift up your hands this morning and begin to ask for the spirit of grace and supplication, praying the prayer that must be answered. In his sanctuary this morning, wherever you are, across the globe, in your personal devices, at home, in all other viewing centers, thank him this morning because your own word will come. Lord, as I make supplication, Lord, as I pray before your presence, let my prayers be heard this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Mighty God, manifest your presence in the sent word this morning. Manifest your presence even as you give us the right word that will direct our steps, that will order our steps aright all through today. Now, someone this morning is appreciating him. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Shall we give the Lord a big hand of praise as we'll invite the praise team?
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God.
Covenant keeping God.
There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. I am that I am. Covenant keeping God. Oh, there is no one like you.
Keeping God,
oh, ever faithful. faithful and true to us. There is
no one like you.
Alpha and Omega. And I am that I am. To him,
Alpha and Omega.
I am that I am, a covenant keeping King. Oh, is ever faithful, reliable Father.
Alpha and Omega.
I am that I am. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Let's put our bits together for Jesus. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. It's a great thing. It is a great thing. He's not a user of man. Walking in the light, it's a great thing. Serving God pays. It's not a user of man. He blesses us. Somebody walk with God. Oh, walk. Walking in the light of the Lord. Walking in the light of His word. Walking in the light. Walking in the light. Do somebody walk with God. Walk, 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 walk. Walking in the light of His word. Align yourself to His will. Walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. It is a great thing to serve a Lord. It is a glorious thing to serve a King. It is a great thing to serve a Lord. Walking in the light of God, it's a great thing. Serving God pays. It's not a user of man. There is blessing serving Him. It's a great thing. Serving God pays. It's a privilege to serve. Walking in the light. Somebody walk with God. Oh, walk, walk, walk. Walking in the light of His word. Align to His will. Walk, walk, walk. Walking in the light, walking in the light. And somebody walk with God. Walk, walking in the light of His word. Adhere to all His instructions. Walk, walk, walking in the light, walking in the light. And somebody walk with God. Walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walk. He's not a user of man. Walk, 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 walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a glorious thing to serve a King. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. In this army I've got a part. In this army I've got a. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is the song. And healing in dance. Everlasting joy, life forevermore. In this army, in this army, God's got an army. tell me how God of us.
Shall we give Jesus a big, big hand of praise? Please be comfortably seated. We begin our intercessions this morning and we shall be praying, saying, Father, grant every winner and all our online worshippers diverse encounters with your word, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in life. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1 and 2, paraphrase, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And scripture says, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Please join me rise this morning to your feet, and together let's lift up our voices, saying, Father, grant every winner and all our online worshippers diverse encounters with your word, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in life. Lift up your voice, everyone, everywhere, and let's together engage our hearts in this intercession. We're asking the Father to grant every winner and all our online worshippers diverse word encounters that will lead to supernatural transformations, diverse word visitations all through this season and beyond. We are asking in the name of Jesus, Father, grant every of our online worshipers and all winners across the nations of the earth diverse word encounters that will lead to supernatural order of transformation and breakthroughs in their lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray some more this morning. Engage your heart in this intercession. We are engaging our faith and pushing this intercession to the throne of heaven this morning. Ensure your voice is being heard. We are making a heart cry this morning, asking the Father to grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with the word. Diverse encounters with the word that will lead to supernatural breakthroughs in life. Lift up your voice. Someone is praying all across the nations of the earth where we are connected this morning. Ensure your voice is being heard. Ensure you are engaging your faith in this intercession this morning. A heart cry to our Father. Father, we are asking, grant every winner and every online worshiper diverse encounters, undeniable encounters with your word that will lead to dramatic turnaround visitation, supernatural order of breakthroughs for everyone connected to this global mandate. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. You are praying a prayer that heaven must respond to this morning. We're engaging our hearts as we push for the kingdom of God. Lift up your voice. You may pray in the spirit this morning or pray in your understanding. But ensure your prayers have been heard and your faith is at work this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking again that you grant every single winner, every winner all across the nations of the earth and all our online worshipers connected from everywhere, grant everyone diverse word encounters, undeniable word visitations that will lead to supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural transformations in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ensure you are praying this morning. Remember, you are praying for yourself. Engage your heart this morning. Lord, grant every one of us diverse word encounters in this season and beyond that will lead to dramatic turnaround encounters, dramatic breakthroughs for everyone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. Ensure your voice is being heard on high. You are engaging your heart and the fervency of your spirit in this intercession. Ensure you are praying with focus this morning. Father, our heart cry this morning is that you grant to every winner diverse word encounters, the dimensions we have never experienced before or through this season, that will lead to supernatural order of transformation, breakthroughs on every side, testimonies like never recorded. In the name of our Lord Jesus, someone lift up your voice and begin to thank him again this morning and engage our hearts in appreciating him. He has heard our prayers and he has answered our intercessions. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big, big hand and you may please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Someone lift up your voice to heaven. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession this morning. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy all satanic manipulations that are targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice on high. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy, we terminate, we eliminate all satanic manipulations and machinations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. My Father and my God, we destroy all satanic manipulations. We destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice on high as you speak to your Father in heaven. Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations, all demonic schemings, all devilish plans that are targeted at stalling the growth, the continuous growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lord, your word says, oh Lord, that you will build your church and all the gates of hell shall not prevail. And that is why we pray, my Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy all satanic manipulations that are targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Lift up your voice on high. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we destroy all satanic manipulations that are targeted at stalling the continuous growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice on high. Speak to the Lord. Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Now lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God, give him praise, thank him for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
We shall yet rise to pray, saying, Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. so they can be established in this church for life. In John chapter 9, verse 25, the blind man that was healed when confronted declared, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see." Let's rise and pray this prayer. Our Father, give all our new converts a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, ensure you are engaging this morning wherever you may be. Let God hear our voice as we intercede for every new convert, for every new member to be established in the faith and in this church. Ask God to give all our new converts a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. Reach out to God in faith. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give all our new converts a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see. Once I was poor, now I am rich. Once I was sick, I have been made whole." Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. Except they see signs, they may never believe. We are asking God to give all our new converts a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life, so no one be able to discourage them anymore. A testimony that cannot be doubted. Sense of God, let us pray this prayer with everything within us. Ensure you are engaging. Ensure you are praying. Lift up your voice. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding, but cry out in faith. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life, so they can be planted in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, lift up your voice. Partner with Jesus as we pray the will of God this morning. Engage confidently. Be part of this chariot of fire. Wherever you are, take advantage of the womb of the morning right now on the altar of prayer as we bat the establishment of every new convert in the faith and in this church via the multiplication of testimonies. Our Father, give all our new converts a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying a prayer that must be answered. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, engage this morning. Our Father, give all our new converts, every one of them, male and female, young and old, give them a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let all our new converts and all our new members be saturated with testimonies. Be visited with testimonies of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they be established in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ, when confronted, the blind man exclaimed, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. But I will follow him because I was blind, but by his ministry I can now see." Let us therefore pray that this will be the order of the experience of every new convert. You are praying for your new convert. You are praying for every new member, that God gives them a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Father, this is our request this morning. This is our desire. According to your will, give every new convert of this church a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are praying in the spirit right now with all fervency. You can pray in your understanding, crying out in faith. Our God answers prayers. Our Father, we ask of you this morning that you give every new convert of this church a testimony of, "Once I was blind, now I can see," so they can be established in this church for life. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand. Give praise to God. This prayer has been answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next, we shall rise to pray. Say, Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changing to the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice as we pray this prayer from the depth of our heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are calling upon your name this morning. We lift up our voices before you and we pray, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. Father, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. As they behold him as in a glass, they are changing to the same image from glory to glory. Lift up your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. Let everyone hear your voice. Pray this prayer with zeal and zest. Pray with faith in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. In the name of Jesus, continue, Father, to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services, even this year. This is our outcry this morning. We are praying unto our Father. We are calling upon his name. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services all through this year. Let everyone hear you right now. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered even today. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. Lift up your voice. Pray right now. Call upon the God of heaven. Pray this prayer in the spirit. You can also pray it in your understanding. Be sure you are connecting it to heaven. Say, Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. In all our services this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. We are calling upon him, the one who can send his word like never before. Let's speak unto our Father this morning to continue to send us the rain of his life-transforming word in all our services this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice the more and pray. Pray with faith this morning. Pray with confidence. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. As they behold him, they were changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we lift up our voices before you today and we pray, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services, even this year. Lift up your voice and pray the more. Call upon the God of heaven. Engage your heart, engage your spirit in praying this prayer. Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to give him thanks. Magnify him because he has answered again. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
We'll rise yet again to pray. And when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Amen. And in Revelations 3:8, behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices, fervently praying unto the Lord. Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate this year, in this church this year. Lift up your voice everywhere and ensure heaven registers your voice of intercession. Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure that your faith and your heart is engaged as we pray this prayer fervently. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure your heart and your faith is engaged as we are praying this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. This is our heart desire. You have said in your word, you have set before us an open door, and no man can shut it. Lift up your voice everywhere. Pray with every faith and every fervency of spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate. Lift up your voice everywhere. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession as we pray this morning. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. This is our heart desire, and we pray earnestly. Lift up your voice, everyone. Ensure that your faith and your heart is engaged. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Lift up your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost and pray in your understanding. Ensure that your heart is engaged in this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate. Lift up your voice. Ensure that heaven registers that voice of intercession is a prayer answering Father, and speedily it will answer us as we pray in one accord and with every fervency of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate. The full delivery of the church planting mandate this year. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register that voice of intercession as we pray in one accord, lifting up our voices unto Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. The full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Lift up your voice everywhere. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. But ensure that your heart is engaged. Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Let's begin to thank him and magnify his name for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
This morning, at this time, it's time for personal supplication. As we go before the Lord,
we have the opportunity to give expression to the desires of our hearts unto God in prayer. As we do so this morning, let's remember his word to us in the book of Psalms, chapter 55 and verse 17. Psalms 55:17. The scripture says, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." As we cry unto God this morning, this shall be our testimony. Please rise up on your feet, wherever you may be, all over the world. Lift up your voice this morning. Cry unto God. Pray unto him. Do it aloud. Do it in faith. And God will hear you. God is here. God is there, wherever you may be, to listen to you, to hear you, and to answer your prayers. Take advantage, therefore, this morning, of the dew of the morning as you pray unto him. Whatever those issues might be, personal issues, whatever areas of your life you require divine intervention, this is your opportunity. Speak unto the Lord right now. Now begin to give thanks unto God for hearing you, for answering you. Thank him, praise him, bless him for hearing your voice, for releasing your answers. Magnify his name. Give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even today. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning it is testimony time. Hallelujah. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and we shall be blessed. Number one, miracle job via Kingdom Advancement Prayer. In 2014, I graduated from the university. Thereafter, getting a job became an uphill task. However, when the midst of the year prophetic season was announced, Bishop David Oyedepo kept saying, God is the rewarder of those who diligently serve him. I keyed into the word and started attending Covenant Hour of Prayer. Also, I pray Kingdom Advancement Prayers 3 times a day for 1 hour. This morning, during the Covenant Hour of Prayer, the bishop said we should pray so we would not miss our reward in this harvest season. He further declared that before next Sunday, we will be rewarded. Lo and behold, after the Covenant Hour of Prayer, I got a call to come for an interview. I went for it, and when it got to my turn, the interview became a chat room. Hallelujah. The chat was not related to the interview at all. And at the end, I was asked to resume work. Let's appreciate Jesus. Indeed, Matthew 6:33 works like magic. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Ifeoma Uyana. Let's put our hands together in appreciation of this. Then number two, heart disease healed via Kingdom Stewardship. Hallelujah. Before I joined this commission in 2005, the hospital was my second home because of the plagues of hypertension and diabetes. I had a bag full of drugs tagged my life saver. And I carried it everywhere I went. I had 8 steel baths and a heart operation on July 23, 2015. Since then, I believe God for good health. I also engage in Kingdom Advancement Prayers for the growth and development of the church in order for God to turn my shame into a testimony. Moreover, I participated in soul winning and won my husband to Christ. Hallelujah. I keyed into the message on July 17, 2016, titled, Is There No Balm in Gilead? Hallelujah. When I got home, I announced the divorce between me and the bag of drugs, even though I was to undergo another heart operation on July 19, 2016. However, now I am strong, hale, and hearty because everything has turned around for my good. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. And also, the God of this commission has blessed me. Truly, I serve a miracle-working God. May his name be praised forever. The testifier is Edore Okenerume. Let's rise up on our feet, put our hands together for Jesus in appreciation of these awesome testimonies.
Lift your voice and glorify God this morning for these awesome testimonies. They are clearly the doings of the Lord in our midst. Give him the praise that is due to him. Give him the glory that is due unto him. Celebrate him and glorify him this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor and give him the adoration. Make sure your voice is heard on high today as you glorify God for his marvelous acts. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Thank him for the answer to your prayers also, your intercessions, your supplications. You have called upon him, and in accordance with his word, he has heard you and answered you out of his holy hill. Give him the glory due unto him. Father, we say thank you. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I'm here to hear from you. He said all the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him.
I've come to hear from you this morning. Tell him, Lord, I've come to hear from you this morning. Speak to me today. By your word, let there be transformation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessing and the privilege of being in your presence. Thank you for the answers you have given to our prayers. Thank you for your mighty hand at work in our midst, evidenced in the testimonies we have heard. And for it, we give you all the praise. And right now, Lord, we are before your word asking that you will speak to us. By your word, let every one of us be transformed. Amen. We give you the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Somebody believe, say loud, amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week has been captioned, Understanding the Wonders of Steadfastness in Stewardship. Understanding the wonders of steadfastness in stewardship. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. It says, therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. By that scripture, we are clearly instructed and commanded by God to ensure that we sustain our steadfastness in stewardship. And there is no commandment of God that is to the benefit of God. Every commandment of God is for our own benefit. So it means that if God says be steadfast, then lack of steadfastness has very major consequences. And this morning we are going to look at one of them, and that is the fact that spiritual vacation is a trap of the enemy. Spiritual vacation is a trap of the enemy. The Bible makes clear in Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 18, it says that a house by slothfulness decayeth, and through idleness of hands it droppeth through. Lack of engagement will bring destruction to destiny. A prime example of this in scripture is the example of David. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, at the time that kings went to war, David stayed back at home. He relented in engagement and he became a victim of the enemy's entrapment. The Bible makes us to understand how that as a result of that singular season of spiritual inactivity, David ended up committing adultery. From verse 14 to 17, we see it there. And not only that, also murder. And what was the consequence of this? In 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 10, the Bible says, this is God speaking, now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house. That was the consequence of inactivity on the life of David. The sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me and taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. A season of inactivity brought him to the place of compromise. And brought him to the place of compromise. And compromise brought him to the place of devastation. If you look at the scripture, everything in the house of David seemed to have been in order to all the way to chapter 12. Of 2 Samuel, and then from chapter 13, calamity began to happen. Why? Because of spiritual vacation. Because of spiritual vacation. So spiritual vacation has the capacity to put an individual into the entrapment of the enemy. Remember, according to scriptures, in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10, he has made us kings and priests who are to reign upon the earth. So like David, we are kings. And every spiritual engagement is likened to spiritual battle. Our spiritual engagement is spiritual battle. So there are the seasons of engagement for you and for me are seasons of spiritual battle where we are on the front lines of the gospel. When it was time to be on the front line, David was back at home. And in that season of vacating the front line, the enemy made entry into his household. So must understand that as we are engaging, Every time you are right there on the altar of prayer, engaging for the advancement of the kingdom of God, you are right there on the harvest field in the pursuit of the lost. You are following up on your converts. You are engaging in spiritual battle. And in that spiritual battle, you are protecting yourself from spiritual entrapment. Because the enemy is intent on entrapping the believer. But as we stay engaged, we stay out of the way of his trap. Shout hallelujah. Now, it's important for us to also understand that remaining on duty is a covenant guarantee for our rewards. No one can access his or her rewards without remaining on duty. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 13, the Bible makes us to understand there, it says, he called his servants and he gave unto them the 10 pounds and said to them, occupy till I come. So it means that engagement is a continuous responsibility. That's why he said, be steadfast. Be steadfast means remain consistent. He says, be unmovable. Don't let anything shift you out of your position of stewardship. Always abounding. Don't let yesterday's engagement be more than today. Always be increasing. Always be pressing on in the work of the Lord. Because when you do that, he said, your labor is not in vain. There will always be a reward. So it means that when God meets you on duty, that's when your reward begins to manifest. In Matthew chapter 24, beginning from verse 45 down to verse 47, it says, who is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord will make ruler of his house, to give them meat in due season. What else? Blessed is the servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Not just find that he did, but find so doing, active, continuous engagement. He said, as a result of that, in verse 47, he said, verily I say unto you, he said, that he shall make him ruler of all of his goods. So God expects you and I to sustain our engagement, to be steadfast in our engagement in order to guarantee our rewards. That is why our best in our pursuit of God must never be in the past. It must always be in the present. You are giving your best at every point in time. Don't say, oh, I remember when I used to do this. I remember when I was doing this. Don't ever talk about the good old days. No. The good engagement must be in your very present. Don't let your best be in the past. Let it always be in the present. Don't talk about when I used to pursue, when I used to engage. No, it must always be in the present and it must be continuous. That's God's expectation. Because every time he returns and he finds you doing, he gives you a reward. And you know, the scripture makes it clear that he keeps returning. He keeps returning. He keeps returning. He said, these 3 years I have come and I have sought for fruit. I have found none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? So we keep coming to check. And every time he comes to check, his reward is with him. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. So every return of God to see his people's engagement is always an assessment to provide their rewards. He said, I come quickly. And the good news is that his coming is always quick. He's always in time. Always in time for your change of level. So make sure you are found engaging, because when he comes, his reward is with him. And he will give to every man according as his work shall be. Therefore, for each one of us, what God is saying is refuse spiritual vacation. It is a trap of the enemy. Make sure every season is maximally engaged. You are doing something at all times. You are praying. You are on the go for Christ. You are following up your converts. You must just be engaged spiritually. And as you do, you will see God change your story supernaturally. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Amen. Shall we rise on our feet this morning and take grace from God? Lord, I receive grace to maintain spiritual steadfastness, to avoid spiritual vacation. I take that grace this morning. Lift your voice and pray for that grace from the depth of your heart. Lord, I receive that grace today, the grace to maintain spiritual steadfastness, the grace to maintain spiritual steadfastness. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Let it be made available to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be made available to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be made available to me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand as we sing our Father.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say with me, faith is fake.
Faith is fake.
Except its tears corresponding action. Show me your faith without your action. And I'll show you my faith by my action. As simple as that. Is there no balm in Gilead? Then I enter into a divorce with my medicine bag. And Jesus stepped in.
Hallelujah.
And made me whole.
Amen.
Keep engaging. And then I took it as my newfound business.
Amen.
That's faith.
Amen.
Faith is fake except its tears corresponding action. Faith is fake. Praying for others brings you into favor with God. Okay, now, in the name of Jesus, from now, I begin to pray for the needs of others with all the passion within my spirit. Turning men to righteousness makes a star. No, I'm not going to stop at just bringing them to Christ. I must see them establishing the faith. Faith is fake except its tears corresponding action. Preaching faith is not faith. Faith is fake except its tears corresponding action in you and me. Faith is fake. Bring your details to the storehouse. Prove me now. And maybe that's why things have been rough for me. From now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to worship my God with my tithe as you bless me. Faith is fake except its tears corresponding action. Not that you write it down, it's not faith. It's that you put it on into action. Amen.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Abba Joe, this must be the reason we have had to struggle with almost everything to make it happen. From now, Jesus, your kingdom and the interest thereof becomes my priority for living. Now, that is faith. Faith is fake if it's devoid of corresponding action. And I'm a God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed, so I can tell when faith is in place and when it's out of place. Faith is fake. When I say, yeah, I can never be poor, all I did was I subscribed wholly to what the covenant demands for me to assess God's prosperity plan. I now know what it takes to make life meaningful and impactful. I signed a covenant to make Matthew 6:33 my new lifestyle at the age of 22. Faith is fake if it's void of corresponding action. My friend, you know what the Lord told me this morning? As the ostrich lays eggs and hatches them not, so it's a man that gets riches and not by right. He shall live it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. I made a vow not to touch whatever is not mine. I was 20 years old. Faith is fake if it lacks corresponding action. I saw it's good for a young man that he bears his yoke in his youth. So I knelt down and prayed, Lord, any luggage I will need to bear when I'm old, let me bear it when I'm young. Because that's what I saw in your word. 1970. Faith is faith. All this faith, faith we are preaching and talking and confessing and confusing. It's not it. It's the action that it tears that makes it faith. Hallelujah. The action is tears is what makes it faith. Depart from thy country, and so Abraham departed. That's faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Take thy son, the only son, and he took him early in the morning. That's faith.
That's right.
Or is yes, the Lord spoke to me. I should depart. But you see, I needed to make some arrangements to be sure that people understand me a little. You know, I need to explain to them where I'm going. That's not faith. That's explanation. Amen.
Amen.
And so, Abraham departed.
Yes, sir.
That's faith.
That's right.
This is the place. Okay. Man, God just spoke to me, this is the place. We're not looking for anywhere else. Is offside. It doesn't line up. Well, that's the place.
Amen.
That's faith.
Amen.
So all these things we are hearing, it will only deliver in the life of individuals who engage with faith. That means who translate their proclaimed belief into action. That's where it is. But I know that nobody ever makes God and the interest of his kingdom his priority for living without imagining a wonder to his world. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. It has entered the heart of any man what God has reserved for them that love him. Man, you can't claim to love God when you don't know what he loves most. That love to see souls saved and see them established in the faith. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what I have in stock for them. Do you love me? Go after my sheep in prayers. Go after my lambs in reaching out to them. Are you sure you love me? This is how to prove you love me. Go after what I love most. So anybody, anywhere that carries the salvation of souls in his heart is a certified lover of Christ. He's a fellow. He's not just chatter. He's a fellow lover of Christ. And eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. I don't want to pray by fake faith anymore. Help me to substantiate my faith with corresponding action on every subject matter in the kingdom. Receive grace to translate your faith into action, corresponding action on all subject matters in the kingdom. Pray for that. Pray for that. We have been told about steadfastness, grace to be genuinely steadfast, unmovable, always increasing in the work of the Lord. For as much as I know that my labor is not in vain in the Lord. Grace to translate every truth of scriptures into action. As you reveal them to me, I receive it, 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 I receive it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now let me say this. From the revelation of this morning, and his word is settled in heaven forever, this church will soon emerge a congregation of pathfinders, pace setters, and trailblazers. An army of men and women, boys and girls, young and old, that God will begin to manifest through them things that eyes have not seen, no ears heard. Among us will be rising an army of Abrahams, who are past their 70s, and God is doing wonders in their lives. Among us shall rise an army of young men like Joseph, like David, through whom God will be doing the unbelievable. Among us shall rise an army of adults like Gideon. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Through whom God will be doing marvels. Amen. So all ages are covered. Yes. All ages are covered. Amen. Every true lover of God is ordained to be a wonder to his world. And that's where you are. Amen. That's your platform. Neros Karada Shagaro Dapakenake. Don't let anything make you miss out of this awesome agenda. Every certified lover of Jesus and the interest of his kingdom is ordained a wonder to his world. Lift up your two hands. Speak to the day. Speak to the day.
Lift your voice, glorify God. Lift your voice and glorify God. Thank him from the depth of your heart because what you have declared is already delivered. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Every declaration you have made concerning the day answers on your behalf in Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.